Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to ask you a question this morning. And where will you be going? You know, Thanksgiving's coming up soon. Christmas? No. No, not everyday life things, but where will you be going? We're not talking here about career goals or family goals or personal goals, but rather real life goals, eternal life goals, spiritual life goals. Where are you headed? I love the story of Ruth. It's a beautiful story about a journey taken by some women. It's also a story about every Christian's journey in life. From Ruth chapter 1, beginning at verse 16. But Ruth replied, "Don't urge me to leave you or turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and my God, your God, my God. Where you die, I will die. There I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me ever so severe, if anything but death separates you and me." I want you to stop and think about it. And where will you go? I suppose one of the three ways that we might think about in this life is the religious way. Would you stop and think about it? No, extreme religion is not for me. We often tell ourselves we need not go overboard. And then there's Satan's way, the evil way. This we see as the way of really bad people, really, really bad people, for those with no religion. And then, of course, there's our way. Moderation, that's what I prefer. A little religion goes a long way, sometimes I tell myself. As long as we are not following Satan, God will be satisfied with us, won't he? But as you stop and think about it, too many times as we live out our life, our way is not the Lord's way. Think about it. There was a missionary, the story is told, that one month she didn't receive her monthly check. She was seriously ill. And because she had no money, she was forced to live on oatmeal and canned milk. That's all she had in the cupboard. 30 days later, she finally received her check. And after mentioning this incident while on furlough, a doctor asked her the nature of the wilderness. And she told him. She described all of her troubles. And the doctor said to her, "If your check had arrived on time, you would have been eating your usual diet, and the diet that I would have prescribed for you was a diet of oatmeal. You should be dead by now." You know, our problem is, as we live through life, is that we do not wait on the Lord. We want instant everything. And yet the Lord asks us to be patient and wait. We forget that it is through faith that we trust in His promises. And yet I ask you again, and where will you go? You stop and think about it. There's really only two ways. Satan's. And that leads to death. Eternal death. And eternal punishment. And the only other way is the Lord's. Life lived abundantly now and forever. You know, throughout my many years of ministry, I won't tell you how many, but it's over 45, the Lord has always prepared the way, whether I was ready or not. All you have to do is to take a look at Ruth this morning and God's plan for her. Naomi could only declare to her daughter-in-law, Ruth, "The Lord has not stopped showing his kindness," and that indeed he did. Note that the Lord provides for even some of our smallest concerns. God provides a place for the women to glean the crop. That is, pick up the leftovers that are left after the harvest. And then it turns out, we're told, that that man is our close relative. I want you to come to the present time again and think how foolish it is, how full of folly, that sometimes as the Lord leads us through our life, we have the idea that we can change directions as to where we want to go. And yet the Lord, time and time again, provides for us. You know, the story of Ruth is more than a story about a happy ending. The story of Ruth is a story about the testimony of God's grace to her and to us. Out of necessity, God sends his son Jesus. And lo and behold, Ruth, that Moabite, was a part of God's plan. Now that's awesome. But you want to hear something even more awesome? So are you and me part of God's plan. The Lord has provided the way. He's a plan for you and for me. Stop and think. From Ruth to David to Mary and Joseph to Jesus in Gethsemane and the cross to the grave and the empty tomb to you and to me this very day. I'm sure that you've experienced in life, as have I, the last number of years, we don't know where God is going to lead us. We don't know what's going to happen today, and for sure we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We can ask ourselves, what would the Lord have us to do? We don't know. To whom will he have us to speak? Whom will he ask us to serve? Where will he ask us to go? What will you be asked to give for his sake? What will you receive? And yet, amidst of all of our concerns and worries in life, he is with us all the way to show us the way, his way. You know, I don't doubt that your faith in Christ is strong, that all of us value Jesus as we live out our lives. And yet, even as we live our daily lives, we still come up short of following him all the way. Stop and think about it. Worship and Holy Communion on a regular basis, Bible study, both personal and at church, giving of ourselves of what we have been blessed with, denying ourselves and taking up our cross and following Jesus. The words of our text for this morning, and Ruth replied, "Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if anything but death separates you and me. Yes, Lord, be it ever so severely, if anything separates you from me, Lord." And yet when it does, the Lord himself comes to you and me and fills us with his grace and forgiveness. To be forgiven and to be filled with his grace, just as was Ruth. to be loved, and to be enfolded in a family. That's what Ruth found. Not only with her mother-in-law and a husband, but with the promises of Christ. And so we too have his family, the church. And so I ask you, where will you go? To love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind? Is that where you are headed? I had another illustration that I was going to give you, but instead I wish to close with a hymn that I had in my devotions this morning. It's a hymn that's not in the hymnal. It's a hymn from long ago. Maybe you know this hymn. The first stanza goes like this. On our way rejoicing, gladly let us go. Conquered hath our leader, vanquished is the foe. Christ without our safety, Christ within our joy. Who, if we be faithful, can our hope destroy? On our way rejoicing, as we forward move, hearken to our praises, O thou God of love. So I ask you, and where will you go? Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through the knowledge and love of Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.